एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू रियली वंडर हाउ द ऑटोमोबाइल्स दैट यू ड्राइव एवरी डे आर मेड? व्हाट इज दिस असेंबली लाइन? और हु पायनियर्ड द यूज ऑफ असेंबली लाइन टू मैन्युफैक्चर ऑटोमोबाइल्स? यू मे बी सरप्राइज्ड टू हियर दैट कार्स डू नॉट जस्ट pop up all shiny and dew dusted from beneath lily pads ready to hit the road. In fact, the actual car creation process makes NASA's Journey to Mars program seem like a Caribbean luxury cruise. Interested much? Let's hit it then.
This is HD Auto Nation.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of HD Auto Nation. This is your host Vipin and I bring you the latest khabar of the automobile industry along with all the answers to the questions that you might have about your next to be car or bike. So guys, there is nothing quite like, you know, the sound of an engine firing to life. Of course, when you sit behind the wheel and slip the transmission into drive, the possibilities are endless. Of course, aapki jo most of the trips hongi, wo ya to school, ya to work, ya grocery store pe hongi. But every once in a while, you might be hitting the highway for an epic road trip. Of course, if you're a passenger in a vehicle, then you might not give automobiles much thought. But if you open the hood or look underneath the vehicle, you'll realize that a modern automobile is an amazing combination of thousands and thousands of parts that all have to work together in unison to, you know, get you from point A to point B. So, jab first car invent hui thi, those were entirely made by hand, you know, by just few workers. But today, millions and millions of vehicles fill the streets all over the world. And obviously, it's not possible for each of these, you know, incredibly complex and, advanced machines to be made by hand by few workers. So that leads us to the question, how exactly are cars made today? So, agar mujhe ek car ke development se leke production process ko divide karna ho categories mein, so I would really put it under 1. Invention, 2. Design, 3. Engineering, 4. Manufacturing, and 5. Launch. So let's talk about these categories one by one. Invention. Invention involves basically, you know, doing the market research, including the in-house and field investigations to identify the role of the product and its components in the global portfolio. You have to define, you know, how it is separate from the similar models sold by the sister brands, uske features, advantages, potential market, ya if it's a segment first. Uske baad aapko, then you have to define its target customers, uski performance goals. Then you have to discuss the powertrain selection, the vehicle's budget, funding, pricing, investment considerations, computer-aided engineering analysis. So all these steps go under invention. Matlab, ye sari cheezein aapki ek planning stage mein aati hain. Second step hai hamara design. Now, following the internal and the market research, design stage mein sabse pehle, sketches are made, themes are selected, and all this happens while continuous reviews happen on every stage. Then we come to the exterior of the car, which follows the same process as the interiors. I mean, the sketches are made, the themes are selected, the model is built, and lots and lots of revisions happen on almost daily basis, until and unless a design is freezed. Once our interior and exterior design is freezed, then we come to exterior colors, like kaun-kaun se color options mein ye vehicle available hoga. And everything is, you know, done in permutation combinations via computer-aided designing. Now, once your exterior model is defined and locked, then the vehicle goes for a wind tunnel assessment of the theme model. Obviously, agar hum Indian car market ki baat karein, toh, I don't think much of the vehicles produced here in India, go through the wind tunnel assessment. But yeah, a basic amount of aerodynamism is definitely required in each and every vehicle. And once everything is checked, then there are further management and engineering reviews on the model. The third stage is engineering. Now, the engineering stage includes obviously, more and more reviews and suggestions for improvements. But mainly, there is a lot of researched, involved in the advanced technologies like the engine, transmission, motors, electronic controls, their manufacturing techniques, you know, keeping up with the trend. Then there is body design, development of the crash worthiness of the vehicle, the vehicle's weight, durability, of course, again, aerodynamic development. Then comes the development, tuning, and validation of the following items, both in lab and on road, which is, you know, powertrain, the chassis, the HVAC, the infotainment system, the lighting systems, the seats, hot and cold weather tests, crash tests, the fuel economy evaluations, designing of manufacturing and assembly studies, the component and manufacturing cost analysis, then collaborating with the suppliers for research and development of purchased components, safety and emission certifications. So all this comes under the engineering. Now, once we've done our homework, the vehicle finally goes to the manufacturing stage. Now, let me tell you that to produce each and every model, there is a, you know, dedicated assembly line designed and manufactured for that model. So it's not like ki ek hi factory mein sara gaadi ban raha hai. No, not like that. So the manufacturing stage involves all the modifications that are required to the production facilities, tooling design, construction and validation, the pilot builds to validate the process and parts, quality improvements, confirming that the production vehicle meets the performance targets. Then the workforce is trained. You have to collaborate with the suppliers, and then you can commence the production of a sellable automobile. Now, once the manufacturing is planned and in process, then comes the final stage, which is called the launch stage. Launch stage includes your market research, your naming research if it is needed. Then you have to define the pricing. Then the company works around the developing a marketing strategy, and then the company introduces the product to the dealer. The company also has to plan the logistics, that is how the vehicles are going to reach the dealers. The company also simultaneously creates a promotional strategy, the media and advertising plans for the product to create the much hype. It also has to craft presentations for management, for auto shows, the press release, social media, dealers, analysts. So, jo bhi points maine aapko abhi bataye hain, they are, you know, I haven't even gone into the detail of the things. These are just probably, I can say, you know, I've just touched upon these topics very briefly. But imagine, yeah, this, you know, hum log kisi bhi gaadi ko sadak pe chalte hue, we can, you know, it's very easy to like and dislike any vehicle. But really, you know, knowing that how much work goes behind, you know, launching a car, it's unimaginable. And you know, guys, how it all started, the first person who's usually to be given the credit of pioneering the process of using an assembly line to manufacture automobiles is Henry Ford. You know, at his first factory, a Ford Model T car, you know, could be assembled from start to finish in just over 90 minutes. Can you beat that? Speaking about Ford, most of you must be knowing, or for those who don't know, Ford has packed their bags from India. Ford has pulled the plug on the Indian automobile market. The company recently announced that it will quit all the local manufacturing processes in India and will only sell high-end models, you know, through import route. So according to the industry experts, Ford didn't quite read the Indian market properly. And obviously, you know, with the entry of, you know, brands like Kia, MG, and constant design and innovation, you know, by pre-existing companies like Hyundai, I would say that the Ford's Indian market was hijacked long back, as we did not see any major upgrade or any major, you know, introduction of new cars by the company in the last 5 years, maybe. Slowly and gradually, Ford had to lose grip on the Indian market. But anyways, what's done's done. But I must say that Ford has given India a lot of very, you know, successful and promising vehicles. The Endeavor, the Ford Figo, the Ford EcoSport, one of the first, cars in the compact SUV segment. And back then, Ford really nailed it. I would personally, would have loved to see more from Ford India, given, the automobile market is so exciting these days. But kya kar sakte hain? So guys, here's wishing Ford Motors good luck as it continues to be one of the major players in the international automobile market. And we hope to see some EVs from the car manufacturer in India as well. And on that note, it's time to wrap this episode of HT Auto Nation. For any question or feedback, you can reach me on my Instagram handle @Arohaka. So this is how it's spelled, Arohaka, Arohaka. Find me on Instagram and do follow @HTSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now we are on Clubhouse too. To listen to more such podcasts, you can log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. See you guys real soon with another exciting episode. Till then, take care, bye-bye, and namaste.
You were listening to HT Auto Nation. Auto Nation.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.